Okay.
No, what? Yeah, there's stuff everywhere. I don't know.
Because there's so much people in the thing.
Right, where am I sitting?
Five.
Doesn't matter.
No! Four.
Yeah!
No! I'm not going to be part of it.
If you want to be a part of it.
So when was the last time, the last podcast we did, we were talking about going into Father Ryan.
Yeah. We were?
Yeah.
It was Titans Camp, coming home from Titans Camp.
That's right, because you hadn't even done Deer Run.
Yeah, I hadn't done.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the summer.
Deer Run was 3 weeks ago.
I know. The summer's almost over.
Are we recording?
Deer Run, do you love it? Hate it? You going to do it next year?
Oh, easily do it next year.
Did we sign up?
Mm-mm.
Did the Furies?
Yeah, they do. Well, they haven't yet because they're William and George haven't yet because William's not sure if he wants to do sleepaway camp. He said he would if one of his friends was going to do sleepaway camp, then he would. If someone's, none of his friends are, then he's not going to.
Do you want to do sleepaway?
I'm not sure.
Beckham can't do sleepaway, right?
Yeah, he's not old enough.
So it would be just you.
I think it would be fun.
I think it'd be fun too. I think it'd be a blast.
Only for a week.
What's the least amount you can do it?
Least amount? A week. That's what I want to do for a week. Because I don't want to go for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean.
I feel like if you could start at like 3 days, that would be ideal.
You don't have a. Oh, start at 3 days? Yeah, for sure. I wish I had like a 3 day trial, and then if I like didn't like it, I could not do it.
But I do feel like you guys have only had like maybe 2 weeks off this entire summer where you haven't had something going on, which has been exhausting.
We've only had 2 weeks off, which was Deer Run, and then we had 2 weeks off, and then we had Father Ryan.
So what's the difference in, so you just finished Father Ryan today. Yeah. What's the difference in Father Ryan and Deer Run?
There's not even a close.
Okay, well, what's the difference?
When you say it's not even everything.
When you say it's not even close, no one knows what that means.
Okay, so Father Ryan is like you go into a wrestling room and you have free time. You get to.
So it's a whole room with mats.
Yeah, with mats on the ground, and you just run around and do
and
whatever.
And it's like
you
a
want.
Like a school camp, kind of like Rolling Hills camp.
Yeah, I guess.
Room that I've been picking you up in, right?
Yeah.
Where it's padded walls and padded.
Yeah, in that room, look, you can tackle in it, so we play tackle games.
And it's all supervised by teenagers, I noticed.
Yeah.
And none of them are paying attention to what's going on.
They're all on their phones and stuff, so you can do whatever you want.
There's even a counselor playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, and people are chucking dodgeballs at each other. I saw one kid slinging a plastic hard jump rope at another kid who was screaming stop.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it looked a little out of control.
Oh yeah, it is out of control. It's like it's like Pirates of the Caribbean. Like you know the like cove where you can do anything you want and there's no laws.
Yeah.
It's like that. You can go and do whatever you want. You can run up to a kid, tackle him, and the counselors won't care.
Because you're not even watching.
Yeah. We'd play this game and it was keep away, and you had a dodgeball, and you'd run up and tackle
people. Money well spent, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was so fun. It was like the first time we'd actually get free time, like to tackle. And then we'd go outside, it was blazing hot, and we'd play games. And there was just kids, and there'd be these group of kids, and they would have Pokemon and stuff. And they'd just sit on benches doing Pokemon the whole day.
Yeah.
And it's like they think their Pokemon were so good, but they'd barely have any good cards.
Were they young kids?
They were my age. And there were some younger ones. Well, there was like two my age. And then in the wrestling room, you could play dodgeball. And Beckham got hit like 4 or 5 times in the head with a dodgeball by a counselor. That was like chucking them like maybe like 50 miles per hour. They were like the noise when it hit his chest one time. It was like the loudest bang like I've ever heard. And then he was like,
you?
And then Beckham was just
Sorry.
And then Beckham was just standing there for a second.
Oh my gosh! Did the counselor apologize?
No.
No.
But
I need to go after somebody?
Did you cry?
Yeah, he was
Well, crying. I cried when I got hit in the head 5 times.
No, you got hit. You cried when you got hit.
We may be done with Father Ron.
No. No, it's just the counselors.
Yeah. They take over everything.
Yeah, like, they are the really games. Young.
Like, they're super... Like, when I walked in the very first day to get him...
George can be a counselor next year.
So they're Father Ryan students.
Yeah.
Julia might be a counselor.
But see, it's a Father Ryan school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's... I don't know if George can be a counselor next year. Maybe it's for SMS, but...
I know that Julia was doing the cheer camp.
Yeah, all the...
Part of leading there.
So how's that different from Deer Run? Because Deer Run is outside the whole time, right?
Outside all day, and you have a choice. It's
very structured, right?
It's very structured, but you don't have to do anything. And Father Ryan, the counselor, was like, no. Like, they were all... It was all soccer, and they were like... Like, all this... They take over in soccer, and they do counselors versus kids. And they'd be like, nope, you got to play, stop playing football, and then they'll throw the football away.
So,
not in a trash bin, but like throw it.
So, but with Deer Run, okay, so this year Deer Run was hot, it was humid, and it was dry.
Yeah.
Same as last year, right?
And then this year, Father Ryan was hot and wet. It rained every single day this week. So what if Deer Run was a rainy week? Would it really stink?
It would ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, everything's outside. You don't do one thing inside. Not one thing other
but
than sitting
you
down.
But still, you do it all just in the rain, as long as it's not storming, right, at Deer Run?
No, you have to go inside if it's raining.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And so at Deer Run, you'd, like, do all these outside activities, like a giant swing, zip line. You'd go in the lake. And yeah, and you'd do all this stuff. You'd have Bible study. And then,
Did y'all do a Bible study with Father Ryan?
No. They're Catholic.
Okay. Well, did y'all say a prayer to the saints? You did?
No, we didn't pray at all. It wasn't like a spiritual place. Yeah, it was like we
Well, I mean, Catholics are...
We sit down.
Spiritual.
Well, we get there, we watch 30 minutes of a movie, like last time it was...
While the counselors were waking up.
While the counselors were sitting there on their phone at the desk, like just...
The
like,
whole time chilling. We sit down.
Chilling until 8:30. Once 8:30, we go into the wrestling room and do whatever we want.
Have you been in there? They have a whole physical therapy department. Like, so when I would pick Gray up, the football team, apparently it was their weight training time. And so in between anybody who had any type of injury, there was a whole physical therapy room when you walk in where they would do physical therapy on the athletes. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's a very, it's a pretty obviously wealthy school.
I saw the people jumping over like 7 feet tall. Like, they weren't even running. They were just jumping.
Were y'all always together, or were y'all separated?
Always together. Nobody gets separated.
Yeah, we were always together.
How many kids are in your group?
Like 20.
Yeah, like 20, and they did cardboard camp. They're like, all the kids going to cardboard camp, come over here. And you'd make, like, these stuff with glue and cardboard, and they just bring in, like cardboard houses.
Yeah, and they would bring in, like, cardboard ski ball.
That's fun.
It's just funny. Like,
signs up for that.
You can just search up a video at your house and just do it, but then people are going to cardboard.
Well, it's because, like, if their parents work and stuff, they
giving
them something to do, supervised by somebody else.
Yeah. And then after the wrestling room, you'd go outside and do all this stuff. We play games. We did handball.
Then go into the wrestling room.
And then go back into the wrestling room.
Go back outside.
How were the lunches?
They were good. Like, really good. Their fries on Thursday were, like, the best.
What about today? Yeah. They had...
The mac and cheese just... It wasn't that good.
So they didn't stick to the menu that I printed off?
They didn't stick to the menu any days but Thursday.
dinner. Yeah, they had chicken nuggets Thursday. The day before that, they had...
Because today it said chicken nuggets and fries. And
oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
But it said on the menu.
I see it. It's cool.
Yeah. And then the
day And one day they had ravioli?
No, they didn't have ravioli.
I guess imagine maybe it was what they had left over from the school year.
Imagine you looked at the Father Ryan lunch like schedule, like the high schoolers.
No, I mean, it was the one they sent.
Yeah, the Uncrustables were like rock hard. Like you'd bite into them and they were like...
Oh, I tried picking out one. The first one was always thawed out.
Oh. All right, Beckham, so what's been your favorite part of the summer? Because you've got, you know, we have 1 week left and the summer's over with. What? Next week's it.
1 week?
1 week, and then Reese is a first grader. Beckham,
we find out y'all's their teachers on Monday.
Okay. So.
And then Tuesday is the back to school picnic for Reese and Beckham. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is the back to school picnic for Gray.
What were my teachers?
Thursday. And Gray has practice every day.
And then Thursday is Gray's first game.
What teacher do you want, Beckham, for third grade?
Probably Miss Thompson. I don't know.
Mr. D or Mr. Thompson.
I want Miss Tidmore.
Beckham didn't even have Miss Tidmore, and you're asking him.
I want Mr. B. D. He was an army veteran.
Yeah.
And then Gray is going into middle school and is going to have 7 different teachers.
I think it was 9.
9
Maybe
different teachers.
7.
I'm really excited too.
Yeah.
All right, Reese and Beckham, are y'all going to be able to...
I hope I get missed.
Are you going to be able to handle Perry Creek without your big brother, Gray?
Yeah! Because
you and Beckham are going to have to rule the school.
I feel like you're taking it a lot more serious than it is. It's not hard being the oldest.
I can't do it without him.
You can't do it without Beckham, that's right.
Well,
good thing Beckham's there.
And he's going to leave one day.
Well, but she'll be much older.
She'll be in 5th.
No,
I'm
in 7th.
No.
And
I won't meet him.
Wait, what? Yeah, she'll be in 5th.
You're going in 3rd.
But when you're in 5th, she'll be in...
7.
She'll be in 3rd when he's in 5th.
Yeah.
She'll be in 4th when he's in 6th.
When she goes into 4th grade, then she'll be
by herself
at Perry Creek.
But
I'm going to miss you, boys.
To be honest...
Where would you be?
Me?
Hillsboro.
He'll be at Hillsboro, yeah, still.
Still. It'll be my last year at Hillsboro.
Yeah, and then I'll be going to...
It would be my last year at Hillsboro when Beckham's at Hillsboro.
8th grade.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because...
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going into 1st.
Yeah.
No, he'll be a freshman
in
high school.
He'll be in high school.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
A freshman.
Yeah, so this past year was the only year that all three of y'all will ever be in the same school together.
Yeah.
Man, so that one...
Year will never be in the same. I'll never be in the same school.
For a couple years, y'all will all three be at different schools.
Oh yeah.
When she's in 4th grade, he'll be at Hillsboro Middle, and you'll be at
high school.
Yeah, but he'll be 16 at that time.
Yeah, I could drive in the garage.
I'll drive myself.
So you guys.
But according to the winners, we can get a hardship license like next year for him. So.
Gray, I wouldn't miss you.
What's hardship?
Well, we found out last week that Tennessee has a hardship license where if you're 14 or 15 years old, you can start driving a car by yourself. A lot of rules behind it. But
I'm not even 12 yet.
I know. I'm just saying. Like,
Grace, you have slime on your hand.
You'll miss me?
On your finger.
As the oldest,
next year,
it's not that hard. You just walk down the steps and then you see them waiting there. That's all you need to do.
No, but change can be a little... You know,
yeah,
because they're a little anxious.
They'll always be waiting. Now,
first day of school, it's gonna be so weird. School starting back up.
Oh my gosh, for me, it's gonna be so weird switching to 7 classes. Each class is 40 minutes. You have 5 minutes of free time just walking down the hallways.
I will say this:
walking down the hallways. It's by the time you get to your destination, it's 5 minutes.
I will say this has been
the hardest
summer I can remember when you guys don't have something to do, and it's all three of y'all, it's tough.
That's why I tried to sign them up for as many structured.
Which you did
why
great.
Is it so tough?
You did great doing that because you guys do not know how to handle boredom.
I do.
So
I came to you like once this whole summer. Saying,
that is not true.
Maybe like three times.
Bored in the house, in the house bored.
Yep.
Not that much.
So, and y'all have friends all over the neighborhood, but friends are doing different things all the time. We experienced that today with Reese, where we did not have.
I didn't play with anyone until
you
were almost home.
So.
It's one day. It's not that big of a deal. You're like
I
acting.
I was bored all day. Almost.
So.
You
almost. Mom, you can tape, look, get some duct tape from the garage and just duct tape pillows to Mom. And then you can run plays and hit her. Yeah. Just take your pads with you.
Yeah.
What about her helmet?
You just got to watch out because I.
We've got bowls in there.
I'm basically beast mode when I need to be.
So we've got bowls in there that she can put on her head.
Yeah,
she
can do that.
Yeah.
She can tape it on her
head. Tape it on her head. Does like this. Yep. Under her chin, over the top. She's got a metal bowl on her head, just like a helmet.
Little rascal style.
And then you can play tackle football. You can run your plays.
And tackle down.
You can practice. You should practice your plays in the pool there, and you can have resistance going against you. Do y'all know who Denise is?
Yes.
I know, but how is she related to y'all? Do you know?
She's my aunt.
Which means what?
She's Cece's sister.
Mom just needed to confirm that. So.
Identical twins, yeah.
This looks weird.
They say the same thing. They do that a lot.
Whoa.
They say same with... Yeah. Same with your dad's dad. Do you know what their names are?
Bob and Bill.
Bill and Bob.
Bill and Bob. Those are good names.
Dad, let me tell Bill you the story how I
it
found
actually
that
goes
out.
Perfect together.
Bob Bill and Bob. Let me tell you
not
the
Bob
story
and Bill.
I
Bill
found
and Bob.
That out.
Bill
and
Bob. Okay.
At the food place, I noticed there was a trash can behind them. And we had trash, and they said, oh, great. And then I told Aunt Denise, and she said, oh, great. They
said the same thing?
Yes.
What? Wait, what?
We were at a restaurant, and then I told them that, I told Cece there was a trash can behind her, and...
They both said, oh, great.
Yeah.
Does Denise mix up names like your mom does? I bet that's a hoot. Both of them together calling each other random names. Denise, I mean.
Yeah, so when they were younger, they, you couldn't tell the difference, like in their pictures and stuff at all.
That's what they told me. Like.
It's the same with G-Daddy and his... And Bob.
Except for one of them had the messed up tooth.
Yeah, G-Daddy had the chipped tooth for a long time.
Well, how did it get chipped?
I don't know. You need to ask him. I can't remember. He's told me before. I don't know if he fell or
he
got hit by something.
Like,
but back then they
got in a fight with a hog.
Back then they couldn't fix it, so they just let it, like...
Grow back?
I don't know. Out. I don't know if it was a permanent tooth or...
Daddy,
how old was he?
Or,
I know young, but
like your age.
Or younger.
Or younger,
so
yeah.
Then it probably fell out.
Daddy.
It was a front tooth. Yeah, Reese.
Oh, front tooth. They,
he
they
probably got it.
That's mine. Don't pop it. Dad.
Yes.
I think, it was loose and then... He bit it and then it got chipped off.
Oh, yeah?
That's
what happened to Annika.
That did happen to Uncle Matt, too. He got knocked into his bedside dresser and it broke his front tooth. And then we got it fixed.
Oh.
And then...
Did it break off again?
He was biting into an apple and it broke off again. And he got it fixed again.
Does it hurt when it
Uncle Jason chipped his front teeth, too.
I feel like it depends on the doctor.
Depends on if the nerve is exposed and all that stuff.
The, the dentist always asks me, did you chip your tooth lately or not?
Huh?
Because look, it looks like it's chipped.
I want to see. This is mine.
Doesn't it?
Not really.
They always ask me.
The dentist does?
Yeah.
Well, the dentist would know.
See? Look. See, right here.
Maybe you did chip your tooth.
See, it's like
half. Can I see?
But usually it's like a big old fracture. Like, I fractured mine and just got it fixed back here.
Don't they put, like, clay in it or something?
They do put stuff in it, but it's not clay. It's some kind of special dental stuff.
Okay. Well, we're getting off topic here.
Hey, Greg, can I see? How did the she even start? Dentist? I can see it. Okay. Can
I?
I
don't know. Yeah.
Twins. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I bet one of you children have twins when y'all have children.
Twins? Twins are a low chance.
But the Lord won't give them to you if you can't handle them.
Do you know that a guy that I play cornhole with, his name's Jake. So me and him, we have the exact same birthday. Really? August 5th, 1984.
Well, I know who Jake is.
Yeah, you've met him multiple times. You guys talk to him every time you come down. Yeah. Big tall guy.
Tall guy.
Yeah, he's super tall.
Tall guy.
Yep. He's tall. You like, literally last night, no, that was Beckham. Beckham needed help with a tripod, and I said, go see Mr. Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, me and Mr. Jake have the same exact birthday. Mm-hmm. We were born, like, a couple hours apart.
You guys are kind
of twins,
right? Both are you guys asking when you're...
Both our wives drive the exact same car. Yeah, the Jeep.
Yeah.
We have tons of other stuff in common.
Like what?
What's the other stuff?
Just all kinds of stuff we have in common.
Keep going.
We like cornhole.
Is he left-handed?
Yes, he is left-handed.
Is he really?
He's really left-handed, yes. He's left-handed.
You're always obsessed with the left-handed.
She's left obsessed with left-handed.
Like, she's obsessed, too, because he was left-handed.
Because yeah. I feel like it says so much about a person.
So,
in my opinion, it says a lot about a person.
What does it mean if you're right? You're not special.
That you're normal.
But we have...
I was about to say average, but that's not true at all.
But me and Mr. Jake do have a lot of uncommon things. Like, he is obsessed with sports history. He has no kids.
Okay. Is he a firstborn child?
I've never asked that.
Find that out, too.
Yeah.
Firstborn
childs, and depending on where you were born, like when you were born, it tells a lot. Like, if you're older, if you're younger.
Wait, where was he born?
He was born in the north somewhere. He's from like
north.
No, yeah. I like.
He's from like New Jersey.
Everybody, y'all are all right-handed.
Since Chicago, I think he's from Chicago.
It says a lot about. I just think it's very interesting to know Dad, when people are right or left-handed. Me and Dad both are left-handed. And Uncle Matt is left-handed. My dad is left-handed. Uncle Jason is left-handed. Right. Your dad is left-handed. Jackson's mom is left-handed.
Everyone's
Mr. left-handed. Fury is left-handed. Mr. Sorens is left-handed.
You're always, like, memorizing.
Because, yeah. Well, I think because if you're left-handed, you notice it in other people. But if you're right-handed, this isn't really a big deal. You know, like, you're not going to notice it.
That's what.
I know I'm right-handed.
If somebody's left or right-handed.
Because I just picked up this scissors.
Not as much.
My grandmom was left-handed. Was your grandmom left-handed?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think I'm pretty. I'm about 99% sure Mimi was right-handed, but I'm not sure about
the older
Meemaw.
Generation, though.
I think
Meemaw
was
forced to be right-handed typically because
they taught right. Like your teachers in school would only teach kids to write right-handed. Because it was the only the right way.
Even the desks. So we had desks that were on the right side.
So like growing up, we didn't have a left-handed desk. So like,
well, there's not a left and right.
Yeah, there is. So
no, for us, the way that the
have you sat in a desk that goes like
when we don't have them like that.
Our desk is just
a square.
A square with an opening inside.
Okay, so our desk used to be a chair that was attached to a desk. Well, you had an opening that you sat in through. So if you're, they were all right-handed. And so look, you had
squeeze your body in between.
You had a platform that came through this way, and then you had your desk. So that's what you would write on.
Oh, yeah.
So if it was a true left-handed desk, it was backwards. You had it this way, so you could write this way. So we never had elbow support, which is why we're so much tougher than every right-hander.
We don't have elbow support.
You'd have a whole big desk.
It's... Well, we can just.
I guess that's why. Side. Maybe that's why we all do our
raise up.
But also, like, turn the paper.
Yeah, but right-handed people turn the paper too.
Do you?
They just turn it the opposite way. Gosh.
But that would make sense.
It would make sense why a left-handed person would lift their elbow up consistently while they're writing, because they grew up never having elbow support.
Well, you also can't put your hand down if you're writing on a board or you erase it.
That's right, because you run over the ink, even with pen. I remember that in notebooks. I always had to keep this right here up, or I'd come home every day pretty consistently with pencil.
I hated the pencil.
You'd have black all over your hand.
At school, you'd always be writing for so long and then be like...
Yeah, we grew up tough.
Yeah. Even had to use right-handed scissors to cut.
Every single day you would have to write like two essays about a book.
When he was growing up?
No.
Were they grading this year?
Grading. You like so putting A and F.
We also had to walk in the snow barefoot. 3 miles to school and 3 miles back.
Yeah, I know that. Dad, were you the smartest person in class?
I was.
I was not, but I was smart, but I wasn't the smartest.
I graduated 5th of my class of 600 people.
You graduated first.
I think I graduated.
A guy named Nick Rapazzini.
You still remember him?
Mm-hmm. I graduated 9th out of 100.
That reminds me of Amon Ross St. Brown. He can say every single person drafted before him.
He was
19th. In the draft. Yeah, he was 19th in the draft.
Look.
I don't know.
So he just had to remember 18 people? That's not that awesome.
Maybe around 3. And he on the show, he's like naming everyone.
Can you believe Jalen Waddle.
That? Yeah. No, not really. You're like, when you watch a show, you're... You'll get it one day. You'll get it.
So, all right. So, happy Friday
about
night.
The mafia.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll do another podcast in a couple of days.
So,
about Father, or not Father Ryan, football practice.
And the lake.
We didn't talk anything
we
about
did,
that.
With the whole goal tonight was for me and you to talk about football, and we did not do that at all.
Well, because it became a family.
I know. But what he's saying is, to fill you in, is that me and him have to sit down and do a football podcast.
So that's why you didn't want to talk to me about football?
So
I didn't know. It's just it's a lot to talk about, and once you tell someone once, it's kind of like you.
I know. What? I'm the same way. I don't like. I don't like to discuss things.
The pot calling the kettle black over here.
What?
Nothing. I said I'm the same way. I don't like to discuss things, and Dad said
Cece gets to Mom most of the time first before me. So when I ask a question, Mom shakes her head and says, I've already explained this.
I'm not a big talker.
I used to be like,
that's why when I'm trying to ask you stuff, I'm like, man,
what?
Like, I don't ask a whole lot of questions, so
I know, but it's just
what
like,
are you talking about?
Like, lately, everyone's been asking me what happened. I'm like, nothing. Like, Mikey and Father Ryan, he's like, wait, what'd they say? And I was like,
well, the difference is like, when I get in the car with you, I'm like, well, how was it? And then I let you share what you want to share. And most of the time, you share a lot.
Everything.
And then so when you get home, and then Mom's like, how was it? What was the weather like? What were you wearing? What did you feel like today? How did you walk? Which door did you go inside?
I asked none of those questions.
So that's the difference in me and Mom. But you unload on me, and then...
Well, it's because I just got back.
I know. And then so when it's Mom's turn, she gets the short end of the stick because you don't feel like explaining it all again.
Yeah.
So. All right. All right, Curly. Chill out. You're going to get what you want.
Whoa. Hey, Reese, stop.
Oh. Nope.
We're still on the podcast.
We'll cut that part out.
That didn't get picked up.
Yeah, it didn't get picked
up. All right.
Bye.
Bye.